أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. In the previous ayat also, Allah Ta'ala commanded us we should worship Him. And Allah gave the reason for that, that He is our creator. He's not only our boss, like we have somebody to work for us. We pay that person and we give him his job description and we expect him to do that work. Allah Ta'ala is not only hiring us to work, Allah has created us. And everything of ours belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Our eyes, our brains, nothing belongs to ourselves. Therefore, it is not permissible that a person gives any part of his body to anyone else, because it is not his. It is only an amanat, a trust by him. Allah is the one who has created us. And in return, Allah Ta'ala wants us to be thankful. And that thankfulness Allah has shown us by making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So by making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, we are really being thankful to Allah Ta'ala. And Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali has written a great wonderful point, that when you say Jazakallah to somebody, you say thank you, you don't expect a reward on that thank you. So our ibadat is really just appreciating. And we are just telling Allah Ta'ala we appreciate what He has done to us. So for that we cannot expect a reward also. And even from other aspects, our ibadat, whatever it is so deficient, it is so faulty, to expect a reward from there is really nadani, it is really foolishness. This is Allah's great mercy, that when we make ibadat, He rewards us again for it. He gave us all the ni'mat. Whatever one ni'mat we can think of, the eye, there are so many things in the eye alone that we can never ever be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Like that, every other part of the body. So anyway, Allah has given us all that, and on that again, Allah has promised taqwa. And on taqwa, what and what has not Allah Ta'ala promised? So yeah, in this ayat, Allah spells out more His favors upon us, which we should be thinking for ourselves, but we don't give any time to think of the favors of Allah. To enjoy the favors, yes, that we will do. For example, we do everything for our family, and they never ever tell us, thank you, Jazakallah. But just enjoying all their favors. We also think, I do so much for them, and they enjoy all that, but they can't tell me one time also just Jazakallah. No sign of appreciation. Really, we expect that from everyone that we do something for, Allah has done billion times more for us, but we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So, and amongst the favors of Allah, Allah says, الذي جعل لكم الارض فراشا, جس نے بنایا واسطے تمہاری زمین کو بچھونا. That Allah Ta'ala has spread out this earth for us. We are living on the earth all the time. Hardly ever do we think and make shukr to Allah. If there was no earth, no ground, where should have we been? If we were living in water, we can't live in the air. Well, what should we do? And then this is a fact. Allah has made it for us, and Allah has spread it and made it suitable for us. If it was such that all the time there were earthquakes taking place, all the time there were tremors, very heavy tremors, how should we have been living here? If Allah should make this area, our ground, all the ground, the Dolomite area, we couldn't build our houses there. We couldn't make any foundations there. All this Allah Ta'ala has done. We are using, we are on the ground all the time. Whether we are in our cars, whether whatever we are, but we are on the ground. and we never even think Allah is reminding us that He is the one. Nobody else made this earth. Allah alone. This earth did not come on its own. Nothing happens on its own. It is Allah who is the maker of everything. And just the explanation of this, there is no limit to it. For example, if we see a house and we tell somebody that this house just happened on its own. No, there were no builders, no contractors, no architects, nobody delivered the material, etc. House just came on its own. Nobody will be regarded as the most stupid person. So this whole world, if we think it was just there, nobody made it, then we are the most stupid. There is definitely a maker, and that maker is none other than Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, Allah alone has claimed that I have done all this. Nobody else has claimed it. And definitely it is only Allah. Now Allah wants us to understand this and appreciate this and be thankful for it by being obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So the earth, and then again as Allah explains in various other ayats of the Quran Sharif, the earth Allah has made, they all border, the ground borders one ground onto another. In other words, there is one piece of ground that is very good for banana plantation. So don't go and look for diamonds there. You won't find any diamonds. You plant bananas, bananas are going to grow very well there. Just next to it, bordering on it, there is another piece of ground that is very good for gold mining. It is filled with gold. So don't go and plant mealies there. There is a place that you look for gold. Like this, Allah has made the whole earth, all different parts of the world. Many places are such that it is ideal to build buildings, for a residential township, many places for businesses, many places for industrial purposes. Allah is the one. It isn't man that has made this. It is all from Allah Ta'ala. So this one great ni'mat of Allah, that He has made the earth, spread it out for us, and all our needs are being fulfilled on this earth. We are living on this earth, we walk on it, and perhaps our gratitude is that we will spit on the earth, and we will defecate on the earth, we'll urinate on the earth. But the earth is also a great ni'mat, and behind it all we should see Allah Ta'ala. So we should understand the qudrat of Allah, the great favors of Allah Ta'ala, and this should translate in our obedience to Him and stay away from all His disobedience. May Allah give us all tawfiq.